and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friend and author of the brand new book, The Harbinger 2, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, John Woodall, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome everyone back to day two with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. He's the president of Hope of the World Ministries. He's the senior pastor and messianic rabbi of the Jerusalem Center in Beth Israel. Do you think you and your church are prophetic and just being existing, you're prophetic?
I believe it's a prophetic thing. I mean, you would not have, I mean, you would, it's not just us, but you wouldn't have had this years ago. You know, you would, first of all, you wouldn't have Jewish people coming to the Lord. More Jewish people have come to Messiah since the Six-Day War, since they came to Jerusalem, than any other time since the book of Acts. So this is a prophetic thing. And then it's not just that, but as Jewish people are coming to Messiah, the church has been coming back to its roots. You know, you've never had, you know, I don't know, we've never had years ago people in churches so loving Israel as they love now. People celebrating Passover or calling him Yeshua or blowing shofars. You never had that before. So it's like God is bringing the church and Israel back together. They started out together and they were together in the book of Acts, but then it got separated. Now, before the Lord can come again, it's all going to come back together. And what people, so it's not just the Jewish people coming back to Messiah, it's the church coming back to its Israel or its roots. And the fact that there is an Israel in the world, that's amazing. That is something that no generation has seen, you know, but ours. And this is what generations of Christians have prayed for, you know, for years and years and years. And we're the one to see it. The reality of God every day that there's a Israel in the world, that tells you that the God of Israel, your God, our God, is alive and well. And the fact that you have Jew and Gentile together, that's something that's happening throughout the church as well. So yes, we are living in prophetic times, and it's an awesome thing to, awesome time. And we are a prophetic people, all of us. We are a prophetic people because God chose us to live now for such a time as this.
Amen. That's good. Right there.
John Woodall, who's our news director, also, his wife is on the set. Marcella.
The two couples are on the set today. This is really special. Yeah. I love this.
And John, what's happening in Israel right now? Some of the things are just shocking to me.
It's absolutely amazing the things that we're seeing take place right now. We know that over 3,000 rockets have been fired at Israel right now. And the number day to day keeps growing on that. And one of the things that we've been seeing is that the Palestinians' bombardment has actually, 20% of what they've launched is actually hitting their own people. It's quite amazing, and nobody's reporting on these things. And even what we're seeing in Los Angeles, roving band of Palestinians attacking Jews, even in Los Angeles.
In the streets.
Wow. In the streets.
Wow.
They're calling them out for fights and things like that. You know, just like people sitting on the corners trying to have a peaceful dinner, they're starting a ruckus.
Rabbi, what do you think of this kind of thing going on? And especially, how can the enemies of Israel be bombing themselves in such percentage?
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's true. It's amazing, you know, that's the way it is. You know, that, you know, in many ways, you know, first of all, think about this. You know, God said in Genesis 12, he said, those who bless you will be blessed, those who curse you will curse you. So if you're hating Israel, that's the Jewish people and it's Israel, if you're attacking, you're hurting yourself. So the fact that terrorists are self-destructive, I mean, literally, I mean, you know, this is the same kind of thing where they sent in people, sometimes their children, strapped with bombs. They destroy themselves. You know, when you fight God's purposes, you're fighting yourself because you're the image of God. So it ends up, you end up being self-destructive. So it's crazy. It doesn't make sense. You know, it's hurting. They're hurting themselves. Just like Hamas. Here they are firing all these rockets and then putting all their rocketry in Gaza, in apartments, in school, or by schools, by hospitals, so that when the attack comes, it's going to attack them. And so that'll, they think that'll make Israel look bad, but they end up destroying themselves. So this, yeah, this goes. And at the same time, the media is attacking Israel, saying, look, look, look at what they're doing, what you're doing. They're not hitting you so much. The fact that your enemy who wants to destroy you has might have bad aim, that doesn't change the fact of what's right or wrong. So yeah, when you go against Israel, I don't care who you are, you go against Israel, you go against God's purposes, you're going to hurt yourself. So it kind of tells you, don't do that.
Amen. Israel did not start this fight, did they?
No, no. You know, and you know, somebody was watching, I don't know if it was CNN, and they were interviewing one of the leaders of Israel. He's actually in the opposition party, but they're all united right now. And he says, the woman says, when is this going to end? Tell us, when is this going to end? And he says, I'll give you a very simple answer. When they say they want that, when they come to the point when they say we don't want to destroy you anymore, then it will end. Then they'll have peace, you know. And they say that, you know, Israel has an iron dome and the other one doesn't. He says, listen, you've got an iron dome. All you have to do is say stop. We are not going to try to kill you anymore. We're not going to try to wipe you out, you know. But you know, that's in the natural. But then we have this. We, you know, here on this program, and you have a prophetic program. We have another glimpse into this, and that is that there's a spiritual thing going on. This is not going to end until Messiah comes, because that's why Messiah is going to come. It says, on the day, if you read Zechariah 12, the day when all nations will come against Jerusalem, and that's when he says, then the Lord shall fight for his people, and then they will look upon me whom they have pierced and mourn. That's the day. So we know that's the ultimate thing. Now, remember, this has been a long thing. You know, we, each of us, you know, we're born, we grow up, and we live in our time. But this has gone way on, way before us, way before the what's happening with Hamas, way before. This has been going on for centuries, for millennia, where it's not natural. It's not one person or another person. Because when one person goes or dies or one kingdom, God, another one raises up to try to destroy Israel or the Jewish people. That tells you that it's something bigger going on, something deeper, and it's spiritual. The enemy's been trying to wipe out the Jewish people from the beginning. But God said, listen, as long as the stars are in the sky, the sun is in the sky, as long as you, the nation of Israel shall not cease from being a nation, because the nation of Israel is a witness that the God of Israel, the God of your salvation, is alive and well and on the throne, and he has no plans of getting off that throne.
John?
Yes, I wanted to mention this because this was kind of big news. Several years ago, you mentioned to watch Turkey, and just recently there was a news report saying that Turkey's calling on international forces, speaking of the United Nations, to try and take action, forcing a wrestling Jerusalem away from them and having a separate government oversee the state of Jerusalem.
Wow. Have you heard about this, Rabbi?
I've heard that Turkey has tried to get involved with this entire thing. Turkey has become radicalized, and Turkey is, which once had okay relations for an Arab country or a Muslim country, has become radicalized against Israel. So they've been coming in the midst of this. The leader of Turkey is trying to basically become the leader of the Islamic world. I haven't heard the specific plan to try to take away Jerusalem, except again, you know, why is this going on? Why does the world and why does Turkey, why does anyone care about this little nothing city of rocks, you know, by the desert? Why would anybody care about it? It doesn't make any sense at all, but it does because it is spiritual. God said that the nations are going to try to move Jerusalem. How do you move a city? You know, you got to move it. It's you move the borders. So that's exactly what Turkey's trying to do. It's exactly what the United Nations is trying to do. It's exactly what the enemy's trying to do, because we spoke about it last program, that here Jerusalem is the center of all the prophecies of God. The purposes of God are all there. Listen, we were born again because of Jerusalem, because Jesus died in Jerusalem. He rose in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit came on Jerusalem, and he's coming back to Jerusalem, and he's coming back to the Temple Mount. And that's why all the spotlight is there, because the enemy will do anything he can to stop this from happening, get the Jewish people out of Jerusalem, Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, cannot come back. But we know that he's not going to win, and he's coming back, and when he does, the enemy is over.
Amen. Woo! Praise God.
Rabbi, yesterday you started to open the mystery of the paradigm. Will you share that with us again as we get into today's program?
Yes. Yeah. And we're going to get it. The amazing thing for people who just tuned in is the paradigm. I wrote it in 2017, and I was blown away when it came because everything was lining up. It's kind of it's this template from the Bible where everything lines up. Even the leaders, even their personalities. There are ancient leaders that the modern leaders are replaying, and on our stage, in our lives. And so it's not just the people, it's the events and these, it's so exact that it actually foretells events that happen down to the date and even to the hour. So that's the thing, but where we're going to take it today, we'll set the groundwork and we'll set with it, but it's going to take us beyond even the book. I mean, the book is actually leading up to this because the mystery that's in the book is happening today to this date. But it's going to actually, I'm going to share some things that I have never shared on any television program and what has happened since. So to set the stage and to get the mystery is that in the history of Israel, when Israel knew God, but it fell away from God. As it fell away from God, a number of leaders came to power and they accelerated its fall. And the amazing thing is, well, we're watching America that has known God, that has been founded like Israel was founded to glorify God, and yet we're watching it follow the same path, erasing away from God. And in the 1990s is when we spoke about the culture war. Things started accelerating in that race. You know, I mean, in the beginning, you look at the middle century, you know, they took prayer out of school, they took the Bible out of school, they did. You know, we see one step, but then it's been accelerating. And so just for those who didn't see the other program, in a nutshell, there comes a man to power and in America, and that's Bill Clinton, and he's going to follow the paradigm or the template of King Ahab, the same personality, same events. He's going to be, the Bible says before the Bible, Bill Clinton was on the national stage from 1979 governor to 2001, 22 years. Bible says Ahab was in power for 22 years. Ahab had a wife who was a co-regent with him. Bill had Hillary co-presidency. So this is Jezebel and Hillary Clinton, and I'm not saying, we're not talking about the person. We've got to pray for anybody. They don't know what they're doing, but Hillary Clinton is going to follow the pattern of Jezebel in that she's going to war against the ways of God. Particularly, Jezebel was for baby sacrifice to Baal, baby sacrifice. Well, Hillary Clinton has been the champion of abortion in America, voted the champion of the century of abortion by Planned Parenthood. So all these things, but they reign together. The days of the king and queen are days of scandal. And so you've got scandals, and even the template has like the exact parts of the scandal, when the scandal will take place. Well, we saw last time it gives the exact year when the scandal is going to take place in Clinton's presidency. It gives the exact month when it's going to take place. And even it gives the time period, which goes back to the exact day and the exact day that's going to end his presidency. All these things, by the way, I'll just throw this in that I didn't mention last time. One of the things about the fall of Ahab, it's linked to the tribe of Levi. The fall of Ahab is linked, he breaks the Levitical law, and also he ends up dying in the city of the Levites. So Levi, literally, well, you have the tribe Levi, and from that you have a Jewish name, Levin, that becomes Lewin, becomes Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky, her name Lewinsky means Levi. So it literally was, the Lewinsky scandal was the Levi scandal. And so with Ahab, that was linked to the tribe of Levi, so Bill Clinton. And there's so much, you know, so much, I mean, it's amazing. And so, but then we even saw last week, or won't go into the deal, or last program, won't go into the detail, that even the paradigm, it's so exact that if we had known it back in the 90s, we could have actually pinpointed the exact day of 9/11, because one of the mysteries gives the exact date the exact hour of 9/11 and all that's there. I'll throw this in. I didn't throw it in last time, but one of the things that happens, the one who causes 9/11 or the one who causes calamity in ancient Israel is an enemy named Ben-Hadad. Well, we had Ben Laden. Even the name has a similarity. But Ahab had the chance to really neutralize that enemy, Ben-Hadad. But he didn't. He let him go, and he ended up bringing disaster on the land. Well, it turns out Bill Clinton, following the template of Ahab, actually had the chance to take out Bin Laden or neutralize him, and he let him go. And he was speaking about this at a gathering after he was president. He said, "I had the chance, but I let him go." He said that on September 10th. Within hours came the attack of Bin Laden. So, and actually the paradigm, even, I didn't say this last time, it even tells you, or I didn't go into the detail, it even tells you how that ancient enemy, Ben-Hadad, was killed. He's assassinated in his bedroom. So Bin Laden would be assassinated in his bedroom, and it gives the time. It's 10 years after, well, that's exactly, Bin Laden was killed 10 years after 9/11. And it's just amazing. So, but let me move forward. So, Ahab dies, or Ahab's reign is over, but Jezebel continues on the political stage. So did Hillary Clinton. Then you have another king, Joram, who is the mystery of Barack Obama. Barack Obama is on the national stage for exactly 12 years. Well, it says Joram, his time on the stage was 12 years, and he further helps move the nation away from God. Okay, so now we are up to the point where a new character or a new figure rises in the template, in the paradigm. And that person is named Jehu. Jehu is not like the others. He's not a politician. And Jehu is going to be the mystery behind the man we know as Donald Trump. And so he's not a politician. Donald Trump's not a politician. Jehu is wild. You can't predict him. Well, Donald Trump is wild. You can't predict him either. Jehu was a fighter, you know, and Donald Trump is a fighter. He fights with everybody. If Jehu could have tweeted, we know he would have tweeted, but he didn't. But so we have the two people. Jehu is anointed, though, even though Jehu is kind of a, you know, he's kind of an interesting character. You don't really know where he's at with God, but he's used of God. He's anointed by God. He's used to come against the house of Ahab, because if it wasn't for Jehu, the house of Ahab, Jezebel, Joram, they're going to continue that nation going completely off. But it's like God is giving a chance to Israel by raising up Jehu. Jehu begins a race to the throne. He rides a chariot, and the Bible says when they saw Jehu coming, they said, "It's got to be Jehu because he's riding like a madman." Well, Donald Trump began a race to the presidency, and that race was also likewise crazy. He goes up, and he on his way, as Jehu is heading to the capital city, or he's heading to the throne, he makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land. Now think about Trump. Trump, as he's racing to the throne or the White House, he first makes an alliance with the religious conservatives of the land. And actually Jehu makes an alliance with a particular man, a partner. It's called Jehonadab. Jehonadab's a holy man. He says, "Come into my chariot," and they ride to the capital city. Well, Donald Trump made an alliance, a partnership, with also a holy man, Mike Pence, a born-again believer, and they together rode in the race. But now when Jehu gets to, he can't go to the throne, he can't make it, until he goes face to face with the former first lady, and the former first lady is Jezebel in the template in the Bible. Well, what happens in our America? Donald Trump, Jehu, comes head to head with Hillary Clinton, following the template of Jezebel, and the former first lady. They come head to head. Now everybody was saying that Hillary Clinton was going to win, but the paradigm says that she was not going to win. It was going to be Donald Trump. She was going to have a downfall. And so the thing is, so Donald Trump wins against, or the Jehu wins against the former first lady. So does Donald Trump. And when you look at the you say, well, how long was Hillary Clinton on the national stage? Well, she was on the national stage for 22 years with her husband. And then on her own, she was 12 years in Washington. She retired from public life for 2 years, came back for 14 years on her own. So 22 years with her husband, 14 years on her own. Jezebel was on the national stage for 22 years with her husband on her own, 14 years. I won't go in. There's so much. I won't go into one thing that even on the day that she received the nomination to go against Trump, Jehu, she in the Democratic convention, a guy gets up on the stage and he says he gives a whole speech about her, and he speaks of her as the Bible speaks of Jezebel. He says they threw her down, but she wouldn't say throw down. They threw her down. When you take his words and you type into your computer threw her down, what happens is it'll take you to the Book of Kings, to the exact verse where Jezebel has a downfall before Jehu. I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's like prophecy at the Democratic convention. Well, Donald Trump comes to power. And so and when Jehu came to the capital city, he had an agenda. His agenda was to drain the swamp. And so Donald Trump drained the swamp. But what happens when he gets to the capital city? He's trying to cleanse it. And now, what is the significance of Jehu's reign? The reign of Jehu represented a reprieve. God gave Israel a little window of time where he took away the house of Ahab. He gave favor to God's people, and they had a chance to repent and have revival. Well, that is the significance. You want to know the reason of Donald Trump? It wasn't about Donald Trump. It was that his coming to power gave a window of time, a reprieve, a temporary reprieve in America's fall from God.
Wow. This is amazing. Wow.
What did Jehu have to do with the Temple of Baal?
Okay. When Jehu came to the capital city, he sees the Temple of Baal. This is the main Temple of Baal in Samaria. It's the capital temple, okay? And so the paradigm says when Jehu rises, the Temple of Baal will fall. Now the American, so what happens is he causes the temple literally to be destroyed. He goes full blast to end the cult of Baal, the Temple of Baal, which is the killing of children. Now remember something, you know, I mean, Donald Trump, you know, when he came into the capital city, what he did that was so right was that he came against the killing of children. I mean, strongly, he came against it, just like Jehu did. Now people say, well, Donald Trump was pro-abortion years ago. Well, so was Jehu. Jehu was with Ahab originally, but then he turned against that house. Well, so Donald Trump was pro-life gigantically. He tried to defund abortion, and that's exactly what Jehu does. He cuts off state support from the priests of Baal who are killing children. So literally, the Temple of Baal falls. Now, amazing thing. It turns out there actually has been a literal Temple of Baal in the world. It's been in the world for 2,000 years, since the time of Messiah in the Middle East. Now the paradigm says when Jehu rises, the Temple of Baal falls. The modern day Jehu, Trump, begins his rise in the summer of 2015. 2 months later, after 2,000 years, the Temple of Baal falls to the earth. It had lasted 2,000 years. But 2 months after the Jehu begins to rise, the Temple of Baal falls to the earth.
Amazing. This is all amazing. The paradigm, the template, incredible.
Well, there's more to the mystery, and now we're going to go, Jim and Lori, we're going to go beyond, we're going to go where the paradigm is leading up to now, and for that, it's going to involve the Temple of Baal, and it's going to involve America. Now, here's the question. Is there any building in America that could in some way be linked to this, connected to this in a way, and because remember, that temple was in the capital city, okay, the Temple of Baal, and it was the capital temple. Now, in America, we don't have national temples, except one, according to America. We have one building that is literally called America's Temple. It stands, it's quote, the secular temple. It stands in the national capital, and it's called the Capitol Building. It has been called the Temple of Democracy. You've heard it. The Temple of the American Republic. In the very halls of the Capitol Building, it says when the building was completed, it says in there, it says, we have built no national temples except the Capitol. So this is called the Temple of Democracy, the Temple of America. So now, I mean, it's been referred to that to this day. Not only that, but that temple, you know, or the Capitol Building is actually modeled after ancient temples, ancient pagan temples of Greece and Rome, particularly the Pantheon, which means the temple of all gods. Now, I'm not saying, listen closely, I'm not saying that the Capitol Building is the Capitol is by nature pagan. Its architecture is, but that's not but it's what happens inside that matters. Now, when what happened in the Temple of Baal in the paradigm is that prayers were lifted up to a pagan god. Now, in the Capitol Building, prayers are lifted up or have been traditionally lifted up to God, to the God of the Bible. Okay, but something dramatic changed the first week of January. A dramatic change happened. As 2021 began, on the beginning of January, the inaugural working session of the new Congress began. And they opened up with a prayer, like it would, as it would be to God. Now, when I wrote the paradigm, I actually mentioned the man's name who would then, this year, would lift up that prayer. He's in the paradigm. Actually, he's the same guy who did a prophetic act unwittingly. He's the one who made that speech linking Clinton to Jezebel without knowing what he was doing, saying they threw her down. The Bible, any search engine will take you right to the exact downfall of Jezebel with Jehu from what he said. But he's the same guy from the paradigm. And he's a congressman. And he came he's the one who's been called, interesting, from the paradigm to open up the new session of Congress, which is now going to be Democratic controlled. And well, it's going to be more than that, but the government is going to become Democrat controlled. And when he prays that prayer, instead of saying in the name of simply God or the God of the Bible, he says in the name of the god Brahma. Brahma. Brahma is not the name of the god of scripture. Brahma is a foreign god. Who is Brahma? Brahma is the four-faced god of Hinduism. Has four faces, pagan god. So 2021, the new Congress, the new government was baptized in the name of a pagan god, was lifted up in the name of a pagan god. It was, so here you got a prayer, the new year opens up in the name of a pagan god. That's what takes place in a pagan temple. So now the template is coming together. You have this, Capitol Building called the temple, and you have a pagan prayer. Well, what else took place in the paradigm? Well, the ancient temple of Baal also involved not just a prayer to Baal, it involved sexual immorality. It involved the persecution of God's people, Jezebel, Ahab. It involved the sacrificing of children. So now listen, the same week when the American Congress was consecrated in the name of a pagan god, Brahma, the same week that something else took place, that week would see the takeover of the government. I'm talking right now about the voting takeover, the White House, the Capitol Hill by the Democratic Party. It was the week that would seal the takeover of the White House. That vote would seal the takeover of the Senate. When I say that the Democrats would take over, and it would come to power. The Democratic Party would come to power on Capitol Hill with the most radical agenda in the history of that party, or of any major party in the history of America. an agenda which went along with the Temple of Baal, which contained sexual immorality being enshrined, the oppression of God's people, religious liberty, in the form of the Equality Act and other, the killing of the unborn as it had never been championed before, so every American could be part of murdering children. So the American government could virtually be called the leadership, a representative of Planned Parenthood, the modern day priests of Baal. So now the Capitol building that same week that was inaugurated in the name of a pagan god now becomes a vessel of the agenda of Baal. And that's all leading up to that first week, January 2021, which is going to determine the future of the Senate and who's going to sit in the White House. It all began with a pagan prayer. And so now you've got all these pieces of the puzzle coming together. You've got a temple linked to now the agenda of Baal. You got a pagan god being prayed to. You have all that. And so now it's going to all converge with a mystery of the paradigm.
Wow. This is
shocking to me.
This is mind blowing. And how you put it all together, Rabbi, like you always do. God always shows you.
You've got to get this material from this month and this week. And if you don't have it, order the book and the 8 videos.
And the book we're talking about is The Paradigm, the Ancient Blueprint that Holds the Mystery of Our Times by Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, along with Marisela.
Yes, that's right. Along with The Paradigm Uncensored, the full Revelation DVD, which includes album 1 and 2, which are 8 DVDs, over 8 hours of teaching by Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. So you receive both the DVD set, 8 DVD set with the book for a donation of $65 to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling.
The 8 hours of video is not revealed anywhere else.
That's right. Absolutely.
Except on these sets.
Yes. And he goes into more teaching, more details. We can barely even cover that here, but Rabbi goes into extreme detail with video, with images, as he shares for over 8 hours of The Paradigm.
So order it to toll-free phone number.
Yes. 1-888-988-1588.
Shipping and handling is covered and included in this offer.
Okay, so order it right now. Order a set for your friend or for your pastor. It is stuff that they need to read. They need to get we've got to educate ourselves.
Yes.
The Bible says study to show ourselves approved unto God, that we might not be ashamed, a workman that might not be ashamed.
Amen.
So it's very, very, very important. There was a significance to the date January 6th, I think you mentioned in your teaching.
Yes, yes, yes. And let me just say also, with those things that you're offering, I think you're the only one who has it right now. So it is exclusive to Jim Baker, the ministry. So for the DVD album. And it also, they're going to see these things. You're actually going to see the pictures, see it, and things that I could not even put in the book because it's too, even that, it's called uncensored because there are things I couldn't. And it's happening to this day. So now we're taking, because what we're talking about now is it's leading up to where we are now. January 6th, remember that date? Because that was the date that everything was going to be sealed, the change of power. That was the date when the Senate, the results of the Georgia election, Senate election, was going to determine who was going to run the Senate. Was it going to be Republican or Democrat? It would go to the Democrats by that. It was also the date, the very same day that at the same place, Capitol Hill, they're going to seal the presidential vote. And there was great controversy, of course, and that it's all going to converge on January 6th. So now think about it. Here is going to be the new agenda. It's going to be the agenda of Baal, in as what we said here. And it's all going to converge on January 6th. Now, this is the first time that the Capitol building will be totally in charge, in a sense, but the agenda of Baal, killing of children, all that. All there on January 6th, but it's also, there's a Jehu who's still in power. Now when you've got Jehu, now remember the template, because you can put, when you have Jehu and you have the Temple of Baal, you're gonna have a conflict. You're gonna have a showdown. Now remember, now what I'm about to share is the paradigm, is the template continuing into our day. Now I'm not here to, I'm not assigning values, I'm not blaming one thing or another. I'm simply revealing it as it is. So the paradigm continues. 1 Kings 10 says that Jehu calls for an assembly in the capital city. He gathers people from around the nation to the capital city. Now, in the Bible, it's actually a trick to get the priests of Baal to get to the temple of Baal and then to go against him. But the temple means that Jehu will call for people all over to come to the capital city. Well, America, it would mean that the president or the Jehu or Trump will call for people from all over the country to come to the capital city. That's exactly what he did. And it all converged on January 6th. Now that day, January 6th, you're gonna have the paradigm manifest in two ways and two gatherings. One is gonna be the gathering that the American Jehu calls for, the gathering of the people who came to that demonstration there. And the other, because of the paradigm, it speaks of the gathering taking place in the temple. So you're going to have a gathering inside America's temple, which is now going to become for the agenda of Baal. It says, and they're going to gather inside. It says in the Bible, now therefore call to me all the prophets of Baal, the leaders of Baal. So in modern America, you had a gathering inside the American temple of people who were for the killing of children, for sexual immorality, all those things. It's like the priests of Baal. But in the temple, you also had Jehu's people in there too. And so you got also those who are trying to resist it. You got a showdown happening. So the thing is, so in that template, what's happening is this. It ends up that Jehu calls for this gathering. And in the temple, he actually goes to the temple of Baal. Well, Donald Trump said, I'm going to go to the Capitol, but he sends everybody to the Capitol. He says, go down. He didn't say do what they did, but he said, go to the Capitol. Well, that's what Jehu did. He said he stationed people around the Capitol building. Now think about also this. Jehu had a partner. Remember, the partner was the holy man, Jehonadab. Jehonadab links up with Mike Pence. Now what happened in the template? Jehonadab also goes into the temple, also goes in. Well, Mike Pence was the main person who goes in the temple. And actually, the Bible, I don't believe the account records specifically that he came out. Well, Mike Pence was in there the whole time. And known again for being a pious man. Well, so in the template. So it's all there. Now the account continues. Okay. When you have Jehu and when you have the temple, you're gonna have something happen. Jehu stations men, it says, outside the building while the convocation is taking place inside the temple. So on January 6th, Trump says, go to the building and, make yourself known, but he doesn't say the rest. But they go around the Capitol while they're convening inside the Capitol, two things going on. Now, who are the men outside the building that Jehu appoints? Well, now I want to say this too. The majority of the people who came to Washington were coming for a demonstration. They weren't these other people. But in the template, the people who go in are men of violence. They're going to actually do something, but they're going to be used of Jehu. Now, in the majority of the people who came to Washington were not violent, but there were people who were violent of violent. We have to have nothing to do with that as people of God. Okay. But so what happens? Jehu in the template, now I'm not saying that Trump did, but Jehu in the template says go inside. Okay. And so it's not that Trump did that. It's not that we don't, but the template is fulfilled because the people outside, and we know it happened kind of looked by an accident and they're pushing and the police and all that, but the template says they're going to go inside. So they go inside. The template said, literally, you'll see, it says, go inside. The men go inside the temple under Jehu, and they interrupt the proceedings. Well, that's exactly what happened on that day. They go inside. Now, in the template of the paradigm, they go inside to that temple. They go inside the building, and there's actually bloodshed. And that's part of it, because they come against the priests of Baal. Now, thankfully, there wasn't much bloodshed that happened. We would be against all of that, but it all happens. The people who go inside, they cause destruction in the template. They cause destruction in the temple of Baal. They actually desecrate the temple of Baal. They desecrate it. And actually, they did desecrate also in the Capitol building. But listen to what a United States senator said on that day. He said, from this sacred place was desecrated today. Same dynamics as in the paradigm. The Speaker of the House said to those who engaged in this desecration of this, our temple. Even the President of France said that America's temple has been desecrated. Well, the Bible said that the Temple of Baal was desecrated that day because of that. So here you've got all these things coming together. And so remember something. I'm gonna share a secret about the Capitol building in a moment. But you've got all the dynamics. That, see, when you got it, you've got a temple in the Capitol city. When you have it given over to the agenda of Baal, you're going to have a conflict with Jehu, and Jehu is going to, there's going to be a siege, and it's going to follow the template of the paradigm. Even what happened and what's affecting us to this day has happened all according to the paradigm.
Wow.
In the video message, you reveal a mystery, a secret hidden in the walls of the Capitol building. What was it? I'd like you to tell us.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Now remember what I said at the beginning, that there was a Temple of Baal that actually stood in the world for 2,000 years. And when Donald Trump began his rise, that Temple of Baal came crashing down. Okay. But it turns out that the Capitol building was not only modeled after, you know, Rome and Greece, the Pantheon, but part of America's temple is modeled after another temple, the Temple of Baal. Not only the Temple of Baal, but the same exact Temple of Baal that fell when Donald Trump began his rise. The Temple of Baal that had lasted for 2,000 years in Palmyra, Syria, when Donald Trump rose, it fell. But the Capitol building has parts of it modeled after the Temple of Baal. So literally, you talk about all these things converging. Jehu, Temple of Baal, siege, all these things on the day, even the Capitol building held this secret. And that secret has been there from the beginning. This is like two centuries old, all come together on that day.
This is how real the Bible is.
Yes.
It's right up to today. It's right up to where we are.
That's right.
Even down to the details.
Yes.
Of these buildings and temple. How many people were arrested that week in the Capitol Hill event?
What happened in the paradigm continuing means something for every one of us. But there's one more mystery with that the numbers of those arrested, you know, now, of course, you know, they've continued to arrest around the country. But that week, they arrested the people linked to the Capitol Hill, and that happened. They announced the number to the world. The Washington police announced the number of surrounding that. And I'm reading now from the headline from the Metro Police, the D.C. police. They said their report is 80 people have been arrested for this Capitol Hill thing. 80 arrested. Here's a headline. 80 arrested for civil unrest at U.S. Capitol around D.C. 80 individuals in connection with what happened, the Capitol building. 80 people. All right. 80 people. Now, if you go back, now let's go back to the paradigm. Ancient paradigm. This is 2,500 years before. And what does it say? I'm reading the scripture of the people who stormed the Temple of Baal. Now, Jehu had appointed for himself 80 men. 80 men. The exact same number outside the temple. 80.
Oh, incredible. Amazing. We're in awe.
Yes.
Oh, wow. This is okay. Go on,
that's,
Rabbi.
That's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing. Okay, so.
Yeah. Now let me throw in one more thing before we get to like the meaning and how to take this home. And the thing is that there was one other part of this. If you remember that, well, that was what was going on the outside and they came in. But during the actual proceedings, there were two states or representatives of the states who came against that vote. They were obviously for Trump or Jehu, and they were saying, no, we challenged this, it wasn't right, the vote, all that. Well, the big objection there came, you know, I believe it was Pennsylvania there. And it says how many House of Representatives were part of that petition against, right? And for Jehu, you know, how many? Well, the number was 80 House of Representatives, man. 80 House of Representatives. Even the number of the House of Representatives was the same number from the Bible, from the template, 80 men of Jehu. I mean, who could put this together? And they weren't, listen, they weren't reading the paradigm. I mean, some might have, but they weren't reading. They weren't trying to put this together. And they weren't saying, okay, you know what? How many people, how many votes do we have? It wasn't 81. It wasn't 79. It came out to exactly 80.
Mm. Wow.
Rabbi, I want to ask you a question that's been on my mind. They're making this out to be like the worst riot in the history of America.
Yeah.
A few things about this. One is that just like when we were talking about Israel and what's going on with Israel, we said, you know, we see all these things and you can a million details, but ultimately it's spiritual. And the same with all this. Ultimately it's spiritual. Now, we as believers would be against any of the thing, any hatred. We are against all hatred. We are against any hatred leading to violence, any violence that was done. That we are God's children. Now, there were God's children who were there that day, but they weren't going to be part of that thing. But the thing is, it's ultimately spiritual. That day was a day, and this brings it to this point, because that day was the day that a spiritual war, where a dam, it was like the Trump administration was a dam holding back all these forces that are now unleashed. But the thing is that, so it was the day that the dam broke. And so it's going to happen with the spiritual warfare over this erupted into physical warfare, erupted into the conservatives, the administration, and even what's been happening in America. You see these riots. Well, listen, we've gone through like a good part of a year with riots all over America with people getting killed and billions of dollars worth of damage. But they don't talk so much about that. The point is, but even that is a manifestation of this war. And we don't war against flesh and blood. We're not against people. We pray for all people here. But there's a war of spiritual, of principalities. And that erupted that day, because that was the day that all this floodgates would be open. That's the day when the powers changed. So you've got all these things happen. Now that's going to bring us to something. Because when I looked at the paradigm, and just like when I looked back at the Harbinger and I looked at the chapter called Things to Come and I see what's happening now. Well, I looked at the paradigm and there's a chapter also about things to come. And it writes about, now I wrote this back at the beginning of the Trump administration, but it says it was a warning too about the reign of Jehu. And it was saying that under the reign of Jehu, now I'm reading from the original book, The Paradigm. I won't go into detail, but it says under the reign of Jehu, the apostasy was slowed down, but it wasn't reversed. So the nation's short-term danger was averted, but the long-term danger was not. So Jehu was used of God. And so this is a warning saying, listen, without revival, you know, Trump is a Jehu. And this is holding things back, but it's holding things back so we can have revival. But if we don't have revival, what's going to happen is, and I've shared this many, is the window's going to close and you're going to have a flood of apostasy. Well, that is where we are now. January 6th was a watershed moment. The moment that the power shifted in America and you have this spiritual explosion and you have this riot following the paradigm. Now, here's the thing. Keep this in mind, that Jehu, when he rises to power, it happens with the fall of the Temple of Baal. So it marks the beginning of his reign. Same with Trump. When he begins his rise, the literal Temple of Baal across the world falls. But now you have the reverse. Now you have the Temple of Baal prevailing. Now you have the same day that marks the loss of the presidency. You have now the beginning of Trump's time, his reign or his rise was linked to the Temple of Baal falling. Now the close of his reign or presidency or his first reign is linked to the rising of the Temple of Baal. Now you have an agenda of Baal. And that is what makes this so significant. Because what happened on January 6th from the paradigm is revealing we are now living in the days of the reign of Baal, when the agenda of Baal has taken control of the nation's government. Baal's agenda concerning the killing of children, the forces of abortion expanding across America according to that agenda, the agenda of Baal against religious freedom. There are things right now that are threatening from that same Capitol Hill temple that are threatening your religious freedom. Also, that is promoting immorality. This is all the agenda of Baal. So this is so significant. What this is revealing is we are in a new day now. And what happened then was the framing of the paradigm telling you, you are now living in the days of the reign of Baal. Yet still, if we are living in the days of Baal, then we must now take up the spirit of Elijah.
Amen.
Amen. Woo!
I want you to order the book right now.
Yes.
Our time's gone. And I have time for maybe one question after this, but I want you to get the book.
Yes.
And there's a lot of video in this teaching.
Mm-hmm. It's a
DVD
set. 8 hours
of teaching.
That's right, 8 hours. That's right.
With exclusive material revealed nowhere else but in this teaching on video.
Yes.
And so you get the book and the video of what we've been talking about with far more detail than any time we could do on television. So I want you to order this right now. But let me roll this book trailer of The Paradigm.
Could there exist a master blueprint from ancient times that is determining the events of modern times? Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind current events, including the rise and fall of leaders, governments, and even the presidents of the United States? Could a blueprint from the ancient Middle East actually foretell the events of our day so precisely it even reveals when these events must take place, down to the year and even the exact days? The master blueprint in The Paradigm even revealed the date of 9/11, years before it took place. From Jonathan Cahn, best-selling author of The Harbinger, The Mystery of the Shemitah, and The Book of Mysteries, comes The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. In his most explosive book to date, Jonathan Cahn opens up the master blueprint that is now unfolding before our eyes. How has the paradigm already affected your life, and how will it impact your future? Khan takes you on a journey from Middle Eastern landscapes to Washington, D.C., from ancient palaces to the White House, from mysterious priests and priestesses to ruthless kings and queens, from gods and goddesses to prophets and holy men. What does the mystery reveal about what lies ahead, and what is the warning it contains? You will be stunned and amazed at the revelations contained in Khan's most explosive book yet. One thing is certain, once the veil is removed, you will never see the world in the same way again. Find out more when you read Jonathan Cahn's The Paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times.
It's true. When you read this book, it will rock your world, as I used to say.
You're getting both sets.
Yes.
You're getting both sets, and you're getting the material that's exclusive.
That's right.
The material revealed nowhere else, mm-hmm. but on this video of 8 hours and full production with pictures
that
are amazing. And you're going to have all of this material come for a gift of $65 to the ministry, mm-hmm. and that includes your shipping and handling.
Yes.
And we want you to order that right now. Please call me. 1-888-988-1588, and that is toll free. And order it right away.
Yes.
Order it right away.
And yes.
If you'd like to send us offering today, you can send it to that same number.
That's right. And you know, right now we only have a minute or two left, and we need to know, Rabbi, from you, what can believers do? What should we be doing right now?
Yes, and I could also tell you, listen, when I first was with you with the paradigm, I had no idea what was going to happen now that it would continue. People who read this or get this may find things that we have no idea of where we're heading to as well. What we need to do is this. If we are in these days, listen, don't fear. Know that, if anything, that God is truly on the throne. And so there, therefore, we are to live as Elijah did. Elijah did not compromise. Elijah was bold. Elijah didn't just let the chips fall where they may. Do not bow your knee to Baal. Be strong. This could be our greatest hour, because when the dark is darker, that's when the Elijahs rise up. That, you don't have Elijah without Ahab and Jezebel. You don't have that. So God is calling for people for the greatness of his body. It says the eyes of the Lord search the entire earth, looking for the one whose heart is his. You be that one. Because the days of the deepest darkness are the days of the greatest light. So remember, Baal is not God. The Lord alone is God. He remains seated on the throne. He has no intention of getting off that throne. Be strong, of good courage. God will anoint you. God will empower you. For us who serve the Lord, it can be your greatest hour.
Yes.
Amen.
Wow.
We just have a minute left, Rabbi. Would you pray a prayer for us of blessing from a rabbi?
Yes. Lord, we ask your great blessing, Father, first of all, on Jim and Lori and all everybody at Morningside. Continue to bless the ministry, increase the ministry, Father. Have your way, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord, all that you're doing. Bless everybody watching right now. Strengthen your people, everyone across America and the world watching. Strengthen them for the days ahead. Anoint them to become, Lord, to take out all compromise and let them become the lights you call them to be. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav lecha v'ichunecha. Yisa Adonai panav lecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you, child of God. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine on you, servant of God. The Lord pour out his grace, lift up his glory, and give you shalom, life, fullness, peace, all the blessings of his love. B'shem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, Or HaOlam, the light of the world, Uvod Yisrael, the glory of Israel, Ba'ari Yehuda, and the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Thank you for this teaching today. And yeah. It's just amazing. And I want you to study. Keep on studying, people. And that's why I order this Paradigm Revealed offer, a book and 8 DVD set for a gift of $65 to keep us on the air. So I appreciate it so very much. What's our phone number one last time, Lori?
It's 1-888-988-1588, or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
We have to go. Remember that God loves you, and we want to thank Rabbi Jonathan Kahn for being with us today.
Love you, Rabbi.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.